Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maeve and Jeannie with your 8am Zedlines. Brisbane City Council is urging the federal government to provide $4.5 million in funding to commence restoration work on the iconic Story Bridge. Recent photographs have revealed significant rust and corrosion on the nearly 90-year-old heritage-listed structure, which connects Fortitude Valley and Kangaroo Point. The photographs shared by the council this week highlight the deteriorating condition of the steel bridge. A dedicated restoration committee was established earlier this year to guide the restoration process and manage the repairs across the 1 kilometre bridge.
In local news, Queensland's whooping cough vaccination rates for pregnant women have significantly decreased, whilst there's a surge in cases of the infection across the state. The state has recorded over 12,500 cases of whooping cough this year, compared with only 549 last year. Data shows that vaccination rates among pregnant women for the infection have dropped from 77.2% to 70.7% in the last 3 years. Queensland hospital admissions of babies under 6 months old with the life-threatening infection are increasing, with over 37 being admitted this year compared to only 14 last year.
Eastern New South Wales is currently suffering a severe weather warning until Thursday, with a heatwave across the state continuing to intensify, sending temperatures up to 12 degrees Celsius above average. The temperature is to reach the high 30s across Western Sydney with a maximum of 39 degrees, alongside the CBD with an estimated 33 degrees, contributing to the hottest spring in 4 years. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Inspector Ben Shepherd described the coming days as the, quote, first significant heatwave of the season, and said while that meant there would be a heightened fire threat, the absence of strong winds lowered the risk.
In national news from tomorrow, Canberra's bus and light rail services will be changing fares with a new ticketing system taking place. Public transport in Canberra was free for over 2 months as Transport Canberra transitioned to the MyWay Plus system. A new adult card now costs $5 and concessions $2.50, with old cards becoming invalid. The system allows patrons to tap on and off with the new card, which can be automatically connected to bank cards. The system includes a real-time journey planner through the Transport Canberra website and the MyWay Plus app.
In international news, Israel and Lebanon are close to finalising a ceasefire deal to end the over a year conflict, according to Israeli and American officials. The deal proposes a 60-day truce for Israel to withdraw from southern Lebanon and Hezbollah to leave the area. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, under pressure from US officials to finalise the deal before Thanksgiving, has agreed to the terms in principle. Lebanese Deputy Speaker Elias Boussab stated that there are, quote, no serious obstacles to a ceasefire.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.